It's Melissa and Austin in the morning on US 99.
When have you embarrassed yourself in front of a celebrity? 312-946-4995. The reason we bring this up is because we have got my lovely wife, Meredith, on the line with us right now. Hello, Meredith.
Good morning.
I'm dying to know what happened.
Yeah, this past weekend, my wife Meredith and I were in Vegas and staying at Circa, love Circa. While we were there, Meredith was like, oh, hey, do you think at some point we could maybe go out to Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant at the Paris Hotel? So I said, you know, sure, whatever makes you happy, babe. So we make our way out to Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant. And while we were there, Meredith, who was it that we saw?
One of the Real Housewives is Beverly Hills' son.
Okay, so the son, not even one of the Real Housewives. So, it was the real son of a Real Housewife.
And you watched the show?
Yeah, I watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I think he's on like a spinoff show, but he's been on Housewives with his mom as well.
Okay. Mel, if there's a show on Bravo, Meredith watches it. Yeah,
of course.
He's actually working at the restaurant. Patrons are asking him to take a photo with them and everything like that. And Meredith points him out to me and I'm like, well, do you want to get a photo with him? And she's like, no. Then a little bit later, as we're wrapping up our, you know, we just got an app and cocktails. As we're, you know, getting up to leave, he walks by our table. And Meredith, do you want to share?
I think he just says, like, hey, how's it going? Or, hey, how are you guys doing? Or something. And I was in the middle of taking a sip of my water. And I'm also just so insanely awkward. And so I can't remember what I said. I blacked out. And he's not even that famous, which is funny.
Yeah. I look up and Meredith is just frozen like a possum in headlights.
Really?
Literally just, like, plays dead and just goes, good.
Yeah, I paused and waited way too long. I think he was like already on the other side of the restaurant. And I was like, good!
Mel, when I tell you it was worth every penny of the overpriced app and cocktails that we paid for.
App and cocktails.
Yeah, ooh. It was worth every single penny.
Well, that is awkward, isn't it? Sometimes you get in front of celebrities and you're not expecting to see them and, you know, you don't know what to do or what to say.
Or a celebrity son, you know.
It's not even
big of a famous person.
Yeah, like a C-list celebrity's son. So it wasn't even that. But what was your embarrassing story with a celebrity? 312-946-4995. We want to hear your most awkward encounter with a celebrity. A-list to D-list, whatever. 312-946-4995. Annie and Willowbrook.
Did you embarrass yourself in front of a celebrity?
Well, I didn't per se, but my mother did.
Oh, no. Oh, I love a good mom story.
What'd she do?
So about 10 years ago, we were in New York City having great dinner at this Mexican restaurant. We get up, we pay the bill, we're ready to leave. We go to the restroom, which in New York, there's only one. It's tiny. I use it. We're waiting. I look over and I'm like, hey, I think that's Pink, the singer.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
And she was having dinner like with her family, so we didn't bother her.
Okay.
But my mom realizes it's her, goes to the bathroom, comes outside, looks her straight in the face and says, I changed the toilet paper for you.
What?
I changed the toilet paper for you? Did she hit Pink with it? I changed the toilet paper for you?
Yeah, I mean, it needed to be changed, but she felt the need to tell her that.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Was she embarrassed? Were you embarrassed? And what did Pink say?
Yeah.
She honestly said thank you and then went to use the restroom, but I looked at my mother and rolled my eyes so hard.
I bet you did.
Oh, my gosh. Now, that's something like a mom would say to Pink, not knowing that she's talking to Pink.
Oh, but my mom is a huge fan.
Oh, my gosh. It's like when you just can't think of anything else to say.
Yeah.
The first thing that comes to your mind, toilet paper.
Yep, that's what she did, and it's a great memory for us.
Oh,
that is so great. So now whenever a Pink song comes on, you just need to tell your mom, hey, I changed the toilet paper for you.
Well, and we went to see her in the United Center years ago, and she, like, swung by the ceiling at us, and I said, do you want a reminder?
Oh, too funny.
Annie, what a great story. Please send our best to your mom.
You know what? I hope she's listening right now. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
Raise a glass to your mom for
that one. Raise a glass. Yeah. Nice, Mel.
Thank you.
Erin and Lindenhurst.
Did you embarrass yourself in front of a celebrity?
I definitely felt it. I was working at H&M on Michigan Avenue. He came and asked me if I could ring her out at a register that we didn't even have opened. And I went to turn around and say, no, I'm sorry, the registers are over here. I noticed who she was, so I went and got the register tape because we didn't even have it set up. And then when she paid, I had to check her card, and her card wasn't signed, so I had to ask her for her ID.
Her card wasn't signed, so you had to ask for the ID?
And what did this ID reveal who she was?
I said she was Sheryl Crow, and I realized, I knew it right away. She was pushing her daughter at the time, but I went to my manager. I was like, hey, I need to open the other register. And they're like, why? And I was like, because Sheryl Crow wants me to ring her out. And they're like, oh, okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So were you strong enough to be her cashier?
I was. I made it through, but I was like shaking the entire time as you're holding her credit card. I was like, this is the most awkward thing ever.
Oh my gosh. Was
that
she
is
nice?
So funny.
Oh, yeah. She's super nice. She got in, got out. No one else even noticed her.
Oh, my gosh. They didn't notice her? Really?
No, we would have it all the time. I was standing at one point next to Lisa Marie Presley and Ryan Cabrera and had no clue.
Oh my God.
That's what happens when you work on Michigan Avenue.
Would you say that's your favorite mistake?
Probably. I also had a weird thing when I worked at my uncle's Dairy Queen in Northbrook with Scottie Pippen, and I went and hid in my uncle's office because I was so starstruck.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's so cute. You just need to be strong enough to do it.
With Scotty, I was like 10, so that made sense.
I bet.
Yeah. Well, and at that age, all you want to do is have some fun.
Yeah.
Well, listen, thank you for this call, Erin. We appreciate it. That was a great story.
Thank you, Erin.
Thank you.
You're cute.
You know, Sheryl Crow, Mizzou grad, fellow Mizzou grad.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, she spoke at Meredith's commencement speech.
Oh, yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah. You know, every day is a winding road.
Of course.